Welcome to Your Expat Expert Podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Expat Expert Podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. This episode is sponsored by
the Law Office of Meiti Abebe helps U.S. citizens and green card holders solve their immigration law issues and facilitates ways for non-citizens to legally immigrate to the U.S.
Today on the show, we have Allison Sapira of Global Public Speaking, LLC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tiffany. Great to be here.
So you're a speaker, a trainer, a performer. You have taught training programs in Europe, South America, Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. So how did you get started speaking around the globe?
Well, I've just been a world traveler and language learner my entire life. So when I started my business, I knew I wanted to work abroad. It is a little overwhelming to find those training opportunities abroad. So I reached out to my local network from graduate school, and through the Harvard Kennedy School Network, I found some great opportunities. And then I started partnering with local organizations that had international work, such as the organization Vital Voices Global Partnership. I consult to them, and they find extraordinary women around the world and provide training and mentoring to help them maximize their potential. So as a consultant to Vital Voices, I've been able to work all around the world helping the women that they invest in.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So what are the main challenges that you help your clients with when they're trying to do business abroad?
The main focus of my work is public speaking and presentation skills. Without necessarily focusing on an industry, I focus on this process of speaking. So when my clients have to communicate abroad, it happens in one of two ways. They're either based in the U.S. and then they're going to other countries to work, or they come from other countries and are going to do business in those other countries. So the challenge is finding what's universal about our communication style, and then what do we need to adapt for a local context. For instance, if we're Americans traveling abroad, how do we minimize the American slang in our presentations? Yeah. How do we be very sensitive about humor? Because humor doesn't translate as well as we think.
That's correct.
Learning how to be sensitive about different cultural norms, specifically through communication when we travel.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, but before we go, how can we contact you for your global public speaking services?
You can find me on my website, which is AllisonShapira.com, AllisonShapira.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at AllisonShapira, and then on all the other social media channels, you can find me there as well.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The Law Office of Meiti Abebe helps U.S. citizens and green card holders solve their immigration law issues and facilitates ways for non-citizens to legally immigrate to the U.S. You can contact me by calling 301-328-7957 or by email lawofficeofmeitiabebe@gmail.com. That's LAWOFICEOFMETIABEBE@gmail.com.
We're back with Allison Shapira of Global Public Speaking, LLC. Based on your international travels, you created Global Public Speaking, LLC. Can you explain your various services?
Sure. I'm a former opera singer who teaches public speaking and presentation skills with a special focus on helping people find their voice and their courage to speak. The way I do that is through one-on-one executive coaching or in-person group workshops, through keynote speeches or through online learning. Those are the different ways in which I help people. And they could be in public, private, nonprofit sectors, and really any industry. We focus on the process of speaking in any place and how we can improve our speaking to be our most confident and our most genuine version of ourselves on stage as well as off stage.
Okay. And would you have any advice for small businesses or individuals seeking to go global?
Absolutely. Specifically for small businesses, I would find local organizations that already have a network in different countries. You absolutely can build those relationships yourself, but you'll save a lot of time if you find groups that already have those relationships. Definitely go through your personal network, your alumni association, any social group that you're a part of. See who has contacts abroad. And I would also focus on one country at a time and be strategic about why you're reaching out and where. And I'll give you an example. A few years ago, I wanted to go to Israel to visit friends, so I decided to build a work trip around it. Okay. And I reached out to all of my connections and wound up doing workshops at Google Israel, for the U.S. Consulate in Jerusalem, for a local politician, and for the U.S.-Israel Chamber of Commerce. Oh. It was wonderful, but it took about 2 months of full-time business development to make it happen at the cost of my local business development. So it was a wonderful experience. I loved it. If you're going to do business abroad, recognize that you want to be strategic about it to make sure you're still focusing on your business priorities and making sure you can work abroad while still helping your local clients as well.
Okay. That was very creative. Okay. So before we go, how can we contact you for your global public speaking services?
You can find me on my website. I always welcome people reaching out, whether it's for questions, for partnership, or if I can help them in any way. My website is AllisonShapira.com, AllisonShapira. Or you can find me through the different social media channels, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. And we have a lot of video references that we've created for people on public speaking in a number of different areas. So we always welcome inquiries from people who want to become more confident and authentic communicators in any country speaking any language.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Allison.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for all the work that you do. It's such an important service that you provide, and hopefully more people can take advantage of it.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Your Expat Expert Podcast. We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey, because your new life is about to begin.